From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. has closed its embassy in Yemen today, citing ongoing threats by al-Qaeda to attack American interests. Al-Qaeda in Yemen has been linked to the failed Christmas Day bombing attempt of a U.S. plane headed for Detroit. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman, Jordan.
An internet posting by the U.S. embassy said it was closed in response to threats by al-Qaeda in Arabia to attack American interests in Yemen. An embassy spokesman would not comment if there was a specific threat. But U.S. citizens in Yemen have been urged to be vigilant and to practice security awareness. It was unclear how long the embassy would be closed. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Britain have announced that they will jointly fund a counterterrorism police unit in Yemen amid fears of an increasing threat of international terrorism emanating from the impoverished, fragmented country. Yemen has also sent several hundred extra troops to al-Qaeda strongholds in the east of the country, where the suspected would-be Christmas plane bomber may have visited. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The British embassy has also closed its embassy in Yemen for security reasons. The British Foreign Office says it'll decide later whether to reopen on Monday. A senior aide to President Obama says there was no smoking gun that could have prevented the alleged failed attempt to blow up the jet on Christmas Day. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
John Brennan, the president's top advisor for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, says there was information in the intelligence system that should have allowed officials to stop the botched plot. But Brennan told CNN's State of the Union there was nothing that could have led to the identification of the suspect, Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib.
There is no smoking gun piece of intelligence out there that said he was a terrorist, he was going to carry out this attack against that aircraft.
Brennan says the system failed 1 week after Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano said the airline security system had worked. Brennan says she clarified her remarks later to show she meant that it had worked after the alleged attack failed. He didn't say whether anyone was in line to be fired over what he called lapses. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says British airports will now start using full-body scanners on passengers as part of the security screening process. It's not clear when this will be introduced. Brown did tell the BBC all airport security procedures will be strengthened and hand luggage will now be screened for explosives. Peru's top court has ratified a lengthy prison term for former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori. He was convicted last year for ordering security teams to kill 25 people and for the kidnappings of two others while he was president between 1990 and 2000. Fujimori was respected by some Peruvians for attacking the rebel group Shining Path during his presidency, but he fled to Japan after he was charged with abuses of office, including bribery. You're listening to NPR News. Afghanistan's parliament has rejected more than half of President Hamid Karzai's cabinet nominees. Lawmakers voted down 17 of the 24 names on Karzai's list. Among those rejected is a powerful warlord nominated for a new term as the country's energy minister. Another was the lone female nominee put forward for women's affairs minister. NPR's Saraya Sarahati Nelson says while Afghan lawmakers are showing their disapproval to President Karzai, they've given a nod to the United States.
In a salute to Americans, they did approve some of the ministers who are already in office that the Americans and that the Europeans would have preferred to see stay on. And in fact, they will be staying on. And that includes the defense minister, the interior minister, the agriculture minister, finance minister, people like that that the Americans have found pretty easy to work with, who they consider to be professional and technocrats. So what's going to happen at this stage is that President Karzai has said he will submit more names for nomination. But this will obviously slow progress down. And at a time that's very vital for Afghans to be seeing their government doing things for them, this is just going to delay that further.
NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. Christian Minister Rick Warren has announced his call for donations to his ministry in California has garnered nearly $2.5 million. Warren, an evangelical Christian, issued an online plea Wednesday from Saddleback Church. He had asked for money to continue running church ministries, such as a food pantry, homeless ministry, and counseling groups. Warren is also the author of the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.